The next step now is to determine the x components for each relevant force in our free body diagram. Now, as we said before, the normal force is perpendicular to our x-axis, so there will be no x component to the normal force. The force of friction, on the other hand, lies directly in line with our x-axis, so whatever value we've been given for our force of friction will only contain the x component, or the x-axis component to it. So our final x component that we're going to have to find is for the force of gravity. So to do this, we're going to have to take our force of gravity vector and break it down into its x and y components, which we'll do in the next slide.